The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
No one knows how many people are wrongly convicted each year in Virginia, but Matthew Engel gets many requests for help from people who insist they are innocent.
It's not unusual for us to get 20 to 25 new requests for help a week.
Engel is legal director of the Innocence Project at the University of Virginia. One big problem in this state, he says, is the 21-day rule.
Which says that 3 weeks after a trial court sentences somebody for a crime, the court loses jurisdiction to do anything about it. And that means that if 22 days after your trial, you find that piece of evidence, whether it's DNA, whether it's a recantation, whether it's an alibi, whatever it is, you find that new piece of evidence that exonerates you, the trial court is powerless to do anything about that.
Many things can go wrong for a defendant. Faulty laboratory work, a bad defense lawyer, a coerced confession, or a mistaken witness, according to the Innocence Project's Deirdre Enright.
We now know that memory is not what we thought memory is, and we now know that people who are frightened are not focused at all. And we've learned so much scientifically about memory and the mind, but the law hasn't changed at all.
Former NFL linebacker Brian Banks, himself a victim of wrongful conviction, will speak Wednesday at UVA's law school to raise money for an expanded Innocence Project. I'm Sandy Houseman.